Mary.
Good morning, Kim.
How are you going?
Oh, going very, very well. On a beautiful day.
Yeah, thanks for your time today. Now, this weekend, it's the Yoruba Dallas Show. It's a bit of a change format, but let's talk about the history of the show first up. How long's it been around?
It's been around a long time. 1872 was when the show society was formed.
Wow.
So that's quite a while ago. And the shows originally were over on the north side of the river and then moved to the showground. Oh, I can't remember exactly how long ago, but about 110 years ago.
Well, it's one of those, you know, really important shows on our coast because it's a big one. That and the Bega Show tend to be the biggest on our coast. And it's in sort of holiday period for the kids, so you usually get a lot of people to it.
Yes, there's usually anywhere between 3,500 and 5,000 people come, depending on the weather.
Yeah, sure. But of course, this year, because of COVID-19, which has caused all sorts of trouble and it's affected our shows as well, it is happening this weekend, but tell us a little bit about the format, Mary.
Well, we have changed it a bit and it's now called Save Our Show because, of course, we lost it last year. We didn't have the show because of the bushfires.
Yeah.
And this year we definitely have to keep things up and running. So we're not having any indoor things, so there's no entries in the pavilions, sadly. It's just too difficult to monitor the number of people that are allowed in there at any one time. So everything's outdoors. But there's going to be all the horse events. The ring will be running both days with lots of horse things. The poultry shows on Saturday, the animal nurseries on Saturday, the pet shows on Saturdays. So we love people to bring their pets along. There's a lot of different things there. Dog biscuit catching competition and the best dressed pet and the most unusual pet and all sorts of things. So that's 2 o'clock on Saturday.
And thankfully dogs don't have to physically distance because they're not very good at it.
They're not very good at it and they don't have to wear a mask.
Beauty. What else you got happening?
On the Saturday evening there'll be a really big thing with the in the ring, the camp draft cattle sorting competition. There's quite a lot of entries in that.
It's a really popular event, isn't it, camp drafting?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people in that, and that should be really, really good to watch. And then the big thing is the Shack Shakers, the band, starting to play at 6 o'clock.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. And does it go into Sunday too?
Sunday is also a big day. The ring keeps going on Sunday, but the big thing for Sunday, and we're hoping people will really step up for this one, is the car boot sale. So all those things that you've had pushed away in the back of the cupboard for years and you want to get rid of, just throw them in the car boot and come into the car boot sale.
Yeah, if you've got a hoarding problem, then there's your solution.
That's the solution, yes. It's $15 a site for the cars, but the entry to the show on both days is free. So if you're bringing things to the car boot sale, it will cost you $15 to have the car at the site to sell things.
Mm-hmm.
But everything, the rest's all free.
Yeah. And I imagine too, both days, food and refreshments for everyone too?
Yes, the ice cream van's there, the coffee van's there. Our canteen will be running all day both days. And Saturday evening we'll have a little special meal with $10 food boxes, and I think you've got a choice of 5 different things.
Wow.
And just comes in a nice little box ready to just take away and eat the whole meal.
And is your team making those meals?
They sure are.
Yeah, because I had that beautiful meal at Brian Cowden's farewell. Boy, it was beautiful.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, they did a wonderful job for that. But yes, they're cooking for the canteen as well.
Excellent. And you know, the weather's looking really kind. Saturday will be beautiful, nice temperature. Sunday's looking hotter, so everyone will have to be sun safe and wear their hats and all that sort of stuff. We do have to keep in mind physical distancing, but there's plenty of room at Maria Showgrounds, so everyone should be A-OK and go along and support it because, as you said, last year with the fires, this year you've had to change it a little bit, so you really need that community support, don't you, Mary?
Oh, we do. We really do. We'd really love to see a big crowd there. Oh, and the other thing, too, I forgot to mention on Sunday, just to get everybody bouncing around is there'll be music again on Sunday. Graham Scobie's coming.
Excellent. All right, well, even though it's a little bit changed as far as pavilion stuff is concerned, sounds like you've still got a jam-packed program, and you've also got your website, and people can go on to your Facebook page too for the Eurobadala Show and check out all the details. Mary, thanks so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much, Kim.